Thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. I'm Paul Ruzeski. Today's Wednesday, August 27th, 2025. We are in the last week of August. Hopefully, you have something entertaining planned for over the Labor Day weekend. If not, maybe you can find some inspiration in National Beach Day. That's on Saturday. Also, Saturday is National Mai Tai Day. Those two seem to go well together. This week, we're going to look at how some national government stories are impacting Wisconsin and jump to another story from the You Can't Make This Stuff Up file before we end with a quote from POTUS number 40. You know who it is. Here's a hint. He was born in Tampico, Illinois, wherever that is. Good luck. Without further ado, let's jump into some news together. Let's start off with going to Keneset Point, Rhode Island. Not sure if I pronounced that correctly. Anyway, there was a keel laying ceremony that took place this morning. It's a tradition that takes place at the start of the shipbuilding process. This particular keel is for the USS Wisconsin, which is an Ohio-class nuclear submarine designed to be part of the core component, that's the U.S. Strategic Nuclear Deterrent Program. You know how it's going to deter nuclear attack? I did some research, and it's with the untold threat of what's coming back at whoever fires at us first, because it'll be carrying 16 Trident II ballistic missiles. Each of those missiles has multiple nuclear warheads inside the nose cone. The missile travels into space when it's shot off, and as it descends, each of the warheads separate from the missile, and they essentially become missiles of their own. They have independent guidance systems, so they can be aimed at different targets independently, and even potentially hundreds of miles apart. 16 missiles and multiple warheads per missile. You do the simple math, it'd be well over 100 nuclear warheads on a single boat, and there are 12 submarines that they're planning to build that are just like the USS Wisconsin. That is bonkers. Even more bonkers is that the USS Wisconsin, all just by its lonesome, will have a price tag of about $9 billion, with a B, dollars. Wow. In other news, let's go to Monroe, Wisconsin, and visit W&W Dairy. It's a cheese factory that produces Hispanic-style cheeses and employs about 100 people. It has been in Monroe for years. It was just recently bought by a co-op slash group called the Dairy Farmers of America. And that's owned by more than 11,000 dairy farmers throughout the U.S. Well, earlier this month, as they're getting this factory into the fold of all their other factories, the company told all the Monroe employees that they needed to verify their citizenship status through the E-Verify online system. Now, get a load of this. According to the reporting from the World Socialist website, yes, you heard that correctly, half of the employees quit on the spot, and the other half walked off the job in protest. The half that walked off went on strike, and they're demanding 3 weeks of severance pay per year worked to comply with the new company mandate. They're demanding 3 weeks of pay per year of seniority. In response, the DFA released a statement saying that they take, quote, compliance with state and federal labor laws very seriously and is committed to complying with federal employment eligibility requirements. The company also said that this is necessary because they have guidelines to meet for their federal contracts. You know, there's been a lot of workforce issues for farmers that have been talked about, closing the border to illegal crossings, but I didn't quite expect it to look like this. Seriously, half the employees quit on the spot. That is crazy. The other half are demanding nearly a month's worth of pay for every year of seniority just to verify their citizenship status. The interesting detail not to miss here is that the striking employees are demanding severance. So to me, severance implies that they're leaving also. That's kind of what that term is related to, when somebody's exiting. And maybe they're not, but to make that demand, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, even if Trump wasn't president, maybe, just maybe, the company would be doing this anyway to confirm that they're not breaking the law. That doesn't seem unreasonable, because chances are they may have had an inkling that maybe some of their employees weren't within a country mile of being able to be certified with their status. For half of them to quit on the spot, maybe they were able to read the room, just, you know, hypothetically speaking. And finally, let's look at one from the You Can't Make This Stuff Up file, even though the first two feel like they could have easily been put in that category. Anyway, this is a story about a circuit court judge from around Appleton named Mark McGinnis. Back in 2021, there was a case that came through his court where a man named Tyler Barth had a court date for a probation review hearing because he'd been convicted of felony fleeing an officer. Well, what we come to find out is that Mr. Barth is a cement contractor, and at that hearing, Judge McGinnis accused Barth of stealing several thousand dollars from one of his cement customers. And even though Barth hadn't been charged, arrested, or convicted of theft, Judge McGinnis ordered him jailed for 90 days and said he would release him earlier if Barth paid the customer back. Yes, the judge settled a score for a friend and arbitrarily put Barth in jail. How crazy is that? It ends up the customer was owed money, worked in the office of another judge in that same building. Talk about a judge overstepping their power. Holy cow. Definitely, you can't make this stuff up. And finally, I give you a quote from POTUS number 40. Don't know what your guess was. Here's another hint. He was nicknamed Dutch as a kid. It's none other than Ronald Reagan, who said this about what makes America so great. Quote, "I received a letter just before I left office from a man. I don't know why he chose to write it, but I'm glad he did. He wrote that you can go live in France, but you can't become a Frenchman. You can go live in Germany or Italy, but you can't become a German or an Italian. He went through Turkey, Greece, Japan, and other countries, but he said anyone from any corner of the world can come to live in the United States and become an American." Unquote. Have a great second half of your weekend. As always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every holiday weekend loving corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.